Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. More than 230 years later, those 34 words from our Declaration of Independence ring as profound as when the Second Continental Congress wrote them into the conscience of the world. All around us, however, we continue to see that first self-evident truth proclaimed in Philadelphia in 1776 coming under attack. Not content with the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision, pro-abortion forces work continually to expand Roe's scope and legacy. And attacks on life aren't confined to denying the right to life of the unborn. Pro-euthanasia proponents are continually seeking to instill a so-called duty-to-die mentality in our society when it comes to treating the medically dependent and disabled. John Adams once wrote, "It has been the will of heaven that we should be thrown into existence at a period when the greatest philosophers and lawgivers would have wished to live, a period when a coincidence of circumstances without example has afforded to 13 colonies at once an opportunity of beginning government anew from the foundation and building as they choose. How few of the human race have ever had an opportunity of choosing a system of government for themselves and their children? How few have ever had anything more of choice in government than in climate? Today in the United States, we have the opportunity to work within the most wonderful system of government ever devised to not only elect men and women who believe that the lives of the unborn, the elderly, and the medically disabled have value and merit legal protection, not because of who they are, but just because they are. We've also been afforded the opportunity to speak out in our communities and local media outlets about the importance of protecting life. In order to do so, however, pro-lifers have to work hard. What can be done? First, as we've stressed numerous times here on Pro-Life Perspective, make sure your pro-life relatives, friends, and neighbors are registered to vote. In order to be successful, we need to continually encourage our pro-lifers to register to vote so men and women who value life are elected to public office. You can also work with your state or local Right to Life organization at local events and county and state fairs. Help find more volunteers. Reach out to friends and family members and get them involved. For more information on how you can help, visit www.nrlc.org. In 1787, the Constitutional Convention was called to address the weaknesses of the Articles of Confederation. At a crucial juncture, Benjamin Franklin, by then 81 years old, stood up and said these words, "I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. If a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We have been assured, sir, in the sacred writings, that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. I firmly believe this." Our founding fathers knew that this house they were building, this great land of ours, would not rise nor be sustained without the help of God. We ask for his help in the ongoing process of restoring our society to one that the founding fathers envisioned more than two centuries ago, one in which the unalienable right to life is afforded to all members of our human family, born and unborn. And as always, if you have any questions or comments, please email me at carol@prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.